Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are Change, anti-New World Order, pro-liberty group that's completely grassroots, and about 99% of the time their intel turns out to be very accurate, says that the federal government, along with the state police and others, confiscated one of the cameras, erased the footage, but that they were able to get it with another camera. We're getting the details right now. We'll see if they pop in later. A report that water is pouring into the reactor there in Nebraska. Now, 3 weeks ago, listeners were telling us this, and the government said it wasn't. And then in 2 weeks into that, a week ago now, they admitted it has flooded and it's on emergency backup power. And the water just keeps rising. There's a lot of evidence showing, and the emails went back and forth with different government groups and the Army Corps of Engineers that they deliberately didn't release water in the winter and let it build up to crest level in the dams, and are engaged in this flooding to grab property. Wouldn't be the first time FEMA's done stuff like that, and that's the Army Corps of Engineers is now under that. So we're going to be breaking all of that down as it develops. I got Aaron Dykes ferreting into that information right now. I was getting into the economy and just got angry. Of course, the quote bailouts, which is just bankers holding your economy hostage to their fiat currency system designed to be impossible at the end of the Ponzi scheme to ever pay back, but they can then hold you hostage to commit all of society, everything to them, to the point of they're handing over people's retirements in Europe. They're now going after private retirements that are 100% yours. Oh, that's welfare for you to have your own retirement. Must go to the bankers. They're slashing any type of social services, and New York City's now rationing toilet paper at Coney Island, even though Coney Island makes them money. Now people won't go. They don't care. It's about driving the economy down. You think the globalists don't know that air travel's way down? You don't think they don't know that tens of billions, upwards of $20 billion a year, are now being lost because of the TSA's activity? Sources CNN. Of course they know. They want to wreck it and then leave one or two big globalist companies left later. This is a command and control, command destruction, shock therapy system, as they call it. Surprise, surprise, Gohmert. Cornyn says Republicans may accept mini deal on raising U.S. debt ceiling. So don't worry, the bankers will get us deeper into debt in their fiat system. That's Bloomberg. Don't worry. Republican leaders will do what they're told. But Rand Paul says he's going to filibuster it. And then that will rise his profile further. He's been doing everything he said he'd do so far. I'm very impressed. No recession for Obama's 454 White House aides. They'll make $37,121,463 this year. And their rates are going up. Of course, they're laying off a lot of the big mega six banks, their customer service level people, because that isn't needed anymore. This is just a mopping up of the economy operation. A lot of cyber attacks over the weekend, as you know. Secret Service to probe Fox News cyber attack, right as they're trying to pass the Cybersecurity Act to put in the kill switch and the rest of it. There's all sorts of cyber attacks going on, definitely linked into all of this. Continuing, I'll have to get to this after our guest leaves us in about an hour. Media attacks America on Independence Day. And I said I saw a lot of examples of it in the video I shot, and even the Huffington Post did the right thing and told the truth. Time Magazine's Orwellian Constitution story refuted. And it's so bad, even the Huffington Post, even George Soros' outfits against it. The elite are not even trying to hide how much they hate the U.S. Constitution. This American Dream blog article at Infowars.com and PrisonBlender.com, if I have time, I'd like to read the whole thing. I mean, they found a whole bunch of examples over the weekend of just full-on, out in the open, we want to get rid of the Constitution. So we're going to be going over that report. Also, George Will, the Constitution is an anti-evolutionary device. Well, the problem is, it was the greatest evolution in political systems towards freedom, tying down government, empowering individual. The new stuff they always hype and push, it's better than the Constitution, is just classic feudalism, classic aristocracy ruling over us through their tyranny. But we'll be right back. They're just renaming buckets
of
centuries,
you know what. Silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UtopiaSilver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up in the third hour, in the last 30 minutes, the former head of policy department of Treasury, the father of Reaganomics, will be joining us to get into the economy, but also the Dominique Strauss-Kahn situation. As they now announce, the DA is going to drop the charges. DA set to drop charges versus Dominique Strauss-Kahn. Reportedly, the media is reporting, New York Times and others, that she is a mafia-connected prostitute and that the police don't believe her story. But her lawyers have another idea. I'm not saying Kahn is a good guy. It's just that normally globalists can rape and do whatever they want to anybody and not get in trouble. I talked about New York police openly saying We Are Change had a bomb, that they were going to frame them if they didn't leave, saying we're going to frame you. I mean, hardcore super felonies committed on camera, and they give the camera back. Yeah, I just committed a felony. I know you have a media operation. Here's your camera. Leave. Just total confidence. So that's my point. New York is so corrupt that DSK, if he was in favor with the globalists, if they were, you know, happy with him, if he was in good standing, could barbecue children in his hotel room and he wouldn't get in trouble, literally. I mean, in Europe, they're constantly caught doing things a lot more depraved than grabbing on a woman, and that's certainly a bad thing. So we're going to be breaking down next hour. Media attacks America on Independence Day. Just a full-on assault. The American Dream at InfoWars.com has written a key article. The elite are not even trying to hide how much they hate the U.S. Constitution. So they're coming out of the closet and saying all our problems of the Constitution, when you notice we've gotten away from the American system and everything's falling apart, their answer is, hey, you're not feeling bad and not being able to hold a job because you're mainlining heroin every day and taking more and more of it. You need more heroin. Or you're not having liver disease because you're drinking a bottle of Jack Daniels every night for 20 years. The problem is you're not drinking enough Jack Daniels. So New World Order, globalism, corporate fascism, crony, monopoly man, collectivism, whatever you want to call it. I call it piratical, corrupt, mafia, masquerading with 21st century PR programs, gang raping us. There's no way to describe this disgusting system with just words. It's all coming to a head. Also, Bill Gates, of course, who openly says he wants to reduce world population forcibly. He's got special UN vaccines for you. He's also famously said, you know, we can hire 10 teachers if we kill grandma. Newsweek, the case for killing granny. When we say, hey, your Obamacare will kill people, and it lets the insurance companies actually reduce care for big HMOs and makes you buy overpriced health care, it was written by the insurance companies, all on record. Their answer is just to say, you're a racist, you don't like black people. And you're like, what does that have to do with it? Shut up, racist. And then meanwhile, you say, well, it's death panels. Oh, death panels, yeah, whatever. Meanwhile, they admit they're death panels. They admit it's these federal boards. In Europe, in England, they admit you wait on average 18 months to get brain cancer surgery that is almost 100% operable if it's done within 6 months. I've seen the debates in the House of Commons. This is all planned out, all planned out. And Bill Gates gets up there and giggles about his death panels because he's the humanitarian. And our next guest has done a lot of work exposing that. You know, I want to cover the waterfront with him today. You can disagree with some of their solutions. And, you know, the Washington Post has called them extremely right wing. Other media has called them Marxist. I really think the best way to describe them is complex, and I want to get Jeff Steinberg's own view on themselves, but we had Lyndon LaRouge on last week, so why not have Jeff Steinberg on this week? He's been the director of counterintelligence for News Weekly magazine, EIR, founded by Lyndon LaRouge in 77. He's an investigative journalist over 25 years. Steinberg has written and presented lectures on subjects ranging from who runs the international dope and weapons cartels, and over the years, I've just found out their analysis is spot on. Who, to whom is behind the cover-up of Princess Diana's murder, and most recently, who authored 9/11? He also has an in-depth knowledge of the cover-up of President John F. Kennedy's assassination. I want to talk about all of this. And developed extensive knowledge on the inner workings of the Justice Department, FBI, and DEA. In recent years, Steinberg has directed a number of special investigative projects for EIR, resulting in a series of feature packages on subjects such as the coming fall of the House of Windsor, would President Bob Dole, it just goes on from there, over some of his famous treatises. He broke down Zbigniew Brzezinski on September 11th, LaRouchePack.com or LaRouchePub.com are the websites. And I want to cover the waterfront here with Jeffrey Steinberg. But Jeff, first, in 2002, as you know, over 1,000 pages of IMF World Bank documents got released the week after Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz left. He says he didn't release them, wink, wink. And Greg Palast put them out, of course. And in there, they admit the 100-point-plus plan was 112 points of how they go in, buy off politicians, get them in debt, have them sign over the nation's real estate and infrastructure, then the corrupt dictator leaves, they implode the country, cause rioting, bring in austerity, which causes more rioting, more austerity, selling off the infrastructure, the country never gets out of debt, it's all fraudulent. But that now they were going to do it to the first world nations, and now they've done it. And admittedly, most of the debt in Iceland, Ireland, in Greece, in Portugal, is not owed by the people. On record, in most cases, over 90%, some it's down in the low 80s, is owed in Ponzi schemes, in derivatives, as you know, the banksters created, the big six megabanks, with the Queen of England and the Netherlands and the Rothschilds and Rockefellers sitting high atop it openly. And How painful is it for you to know this for 30 plus years, to speak about it, write about it, to now watching it all come to a head as they globally conquer everyone out of their fraud, out of their Ponzi schemes, calling for a bank of the world to pay our carbon and VAT taxes to, and to see them implode countries, literally shut off the social services, toilet paper in government buildings in New York, you know, all of this, knowing that it's a black hole of debt designed to reduce us to absolute slaves. And now it's in the news today. Financial Times of London, you name it. It's up at DrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com as well. It's all up there today where they say, oh, guess what? We need another bailout now or Europe will collapse. And then you give them another bailout and then it'll collapse and another and another and another. And the same threats we saw here 3 years ago when Henry Paulson threatened martial law, they did the same thing in Europe. Tanks in the streets, blood, martial law. Jeffrey Steinberg, what is going on here? When is this going to end?
It's going to end when the Ponzi scheme is burst, when an alternative policy is put in place. And I think that we're a lot closer to accomplishing that, particularly here in the United States, than a lot of people think. Look, you put the fundamental issue on the table. For decades and decades, we cataloged and documented the absolute genocidal looting of the developing sector, whether it's Africa, Latin America, Southeast Asia, exactly what you said, creating a debt bubble, going for asset stripping, depriving the countries of their basic livelihood, resulting in massive population reduction, all on their agenda. Now they're trying to do it in the first world. They're trying to do it in Europe. And, of course, they're trying to do it here in the United States with the policies that really began with when Greenspan came in as chairman of the Fed and on behalf of J.P. Morgan broke up the whole Glass-Steagall system that had hamstrung the banks from looting the savings of households and wiping out any kind of credit for investment in the real economy. So now we're at the point where in the House of Representatives, you have a Glass-Steagall reinstatement bill before the legislature. It's H.R. 1489. It's got about 20 co-sponsors now. And our perspective is to overwhelm the White House by having the majority of members of the House of Representatives co-sponsoring the bill to where people like Barney Frank can't dodge the bullet and prevent it from coming up to a debate and vote on the floor of the House. Same thing in the Senate. We're expecting any day now a Senate version pretty much identical to the Capitol bill. This is a flank to bankrupt Wall Street. This is not just simply a way of reconstituting commercial banking. Like a chargeback of an unauthorized charge on your credit card, we're going to charge back at least $17 trillion in gambling debt accrued by the big Wall Street banks and by some of their European friends, particularly in the Interalpha group of Lord Jacob Rothschild.
Jeffrey, stop right there because I want you to get into Rothschild and all that in more detail, but I don't want to just glaze over the important things you're saying. They admit that customer service banks, lending banks, private sector banks are disappearing. They're being gobbled up by the regulators run by the big six banks who put their people into all the main positions of power. They admit that the customer service level of banks and actual lending for the economy is shutting down all over the world, despite them being flush with banker bailouts, and that they're laying people off at banks everywhere. I mean, this is a planned implosion. This is economic genocide.
That's exactly right. And we're going to make sure that it doesn't succeed. And that's the fight that we're in right now. You've got a mood in the country where there is an absolute sense of betrayal by this president, by Wall Street. And we've been at public meetings all over the United States. The 4th of July recess was a perfect opportunity. The Progressive Caucus had a series of policy forums. We were in Milwaukee and Detroit and Harlem and New York City. And when our people got up, our candidates in particular, and raised the issue of Glass-Steagall and bankrupting Wall Street and reconstituting the viable commercial banks that are needed to protect depositors' savings, to issue credits into the real
economy.
Tell
us what the people did when you said that when we come back. Jeff Steinberg's our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoots.com. www.hardshoots.com.
We've got the head of counterintelligence at EIR, Executive Intelligence Review, Jeffrey Steinberg. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. I'll probably keep him 5 minutes in the next hour because I got him on a bit late. He's joining us via video Skype, connecting so you can watch him streaming live at prisonplanet.tv if you're over there, prisonplanet.tv. Okay, going back to Jeffrey Steinberg, I want to get into a host of other issues to really look at who these people are, but you were getting up to the point of speeches all over the country with your organization. And when you talked about Glass-Steagall going after the banksters, the response you got.
It was electric. Standing ovation. And in all three instances that I'm referring to, there were several members of Congress on the podium who were co-sponsors, including in one instance Marcy Kaptur herself. And there were other members of Congress who had not yet signed on, and universally every one of them, when they saw the reaction, said, count me in, I'm on board, and we're holding their feet to the fire. We're going to see what happens by the middle of this week. We expect to see all of those people now on as signatories. We're going for the jugular against Wall Street at a moment when they are most vulnerable. They're hated by the American people. The bailout is despised. Geithner is in there knowing that another $1 trillion bailout is going to be needed to save the big six before the end of this year, and there's no political way that that's going to be tolerated. In Europe, you've got literally nonstop rioting in the streets of Athens because people are just completely fed up with the sellout of their government and the fact that Maastricht and the Lisbon Treaty is a banker's dictatorship straitjacket on them. This is not going to go down in Europe, but in particular in the United States. We have a history, we have a constitution, and we have a remedy for solving this problem. We're going to basically take that $17 trillion in bailout money and charge it back to the brokerage houses and insurance companies and reestablish a full wall of separation so that commercial banks do what they're supposed to do. Take deposits and issue loans to businesses, home loans for mortgages, and let these gamblers basically choke to death on their own bad debt.
Well, what is their end game plan? We've seen what they've done in the third world, but attempting this in the West, they've gotten away with it so far while imploding society. I mean, all the indicators, all the data is coming in on the societal meters and control panel here. The instrumentation shows we are in a serious crisis, and they really think they're just going to run implosion after implosion, looting and stripping after stripping, with more looting on top, selling us that they're the good guys. Anybody that criticizes the private Federal Reserve is some type of terrorist. That's not going to hold water. I mean, more and more the human cry is, get out the guillotines.
That's right. Remember the attitude of Percy Shelley. He said, we are many, they are few. He was talking about the oligarchy, and it's absolutely true at this moment. They selected Obama as their instrument. They intend to try to go for some sort of pretext for dictatorship, but the odds of them succeeding are very slim. The real key question is not whether or not there's going to be a revolt. There is a revolt already, and it's going to get much, much louder and much nastier. The question is, will there be an alternative policy, or will the anger spill over into just uncontrolled chaos, in which case their agenda, as you mentioned earlier, of massive population reduction is what's going to happen? That's the key question is there leadership? Is there a policy to bring about an economic recovery to basically cast off this completely illegal parasitical gambling debt from the backs of average citizens? And will we go back to a credit system based on commercial banking, federal credit to be issued through the private banking system for viable projects to create jobs and rebuild our economy, starting with basic infrastructure?
But then meanwhile, the banksters fund a lot of phony libertarian groups, and I see myself as a real constitutionalist slash libertarian, but I don't like labels. You know, they're too simplistic. But meanwhile, they finance all this, quote, free market stuff that, oh, you can't finance any public works projects because that's socialism. Well, what is it when you give tens of trillions to offshore banks that don't pay taxes? I mean, I'm against socialism, but, I mean, if you're going to have government projects, then it should be the people. But then I get back to, if we're going to have bailout money or we're going to print money, at least issue it to small businesses. How about that? How about just have lending? How about the currency be controlled by the government and the Congress as it's supposed to, as the founder said? Stay there, Jeff.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had it out. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do
about you now. But all the roads were winding, my friends.
And all the roads we have to walk are winding.
All right, going back to Jeffrey Steinberg of LaRouchePack.com, our site's Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're streaming the radio show live right now on multicam, full-color shoot for PrisonPlanet.tv members. I want to thank the members out there. Going back to Jeff Steinberg, you know, I want to shift gears now out of what's happening economically after we cover one more quadrant, because I got, you know, I want to pick your brain on so much more dealing with their agenda. I remember 15, 16 years ago when I was already on air, folks mailing me executive intelligence review, and I'd already done a lot of research and found your analysis to be accurate, but even going deeper. And now, 16 years later, I know that it's even worse than you guys even report. This is so off the chart, where they admit in published books and documents that the healthcare is to deny you care and train you and kill you. And, oh, you don't need glasses or eye surgery. How about a cane? Or we're not going to treat that brain tumor. Or we're not going to, I mean, this is, and then they cloak it and call it liberal. Then they have fake Republicans like Mitt Romney endorsing carbon taxes and global warming, and who wrote the healthcare bill in Massachusetts as the model. And it shows how they control both parties. What is their global goal if they're not stopped? What will they do? What is their exit strategy from command destruction, from a post-industrial world, as Maurice Strong and the head of NASA Space Center, Goddard Center says, Al Gore, Ted Turner, just a few months ago in Cancun, Mexico, saying one-child policy, global tyranny, endorsing infanticide. I mean, people expect Hitler with a mustache on. That was in the 30s and 40s, folks. It's shown up different this time, and because it masquerades with a lisping NPR affectation, people go, well, you're whispering at me. I'm just going to lay down, and you can run over me. Who are these people? What is their end game? What's going to happen in Europe now? They're gearing up for, obviously, a giant new war as a smokescreen. This is insanity.
Well, look, take it from the top. Just take a look at the British Royal Consort, Prince Philip, who's one of the founders of the World Wildlife Fund back in 1960-61. He just says it outright. Reduce world's population by 80%. There's a top economic advisor to the German Chancellor Angela Merkel, named Schellenhuber, who basically spreads the whole global warming lie and says that the world population, the carrying capacity, is actually reaching the point where it's under 1 billion people. These people reject the most fundamental thing about what it means to be a human being, which is creativity, the ability for scientific discovery to improve the universe. And so for them, they have a utopian fantasy that they can go back to some kind of postmodernist form of feudalism where somehow or other the world population is reduced by 80% by wars, disease, and famine, and somehow or other they will remain unaffected. Bertrand Russell wrote in 1953 that if we could perfect the method for having a black death once every generation, and we could determine who lives and who dies in that process, then we would have the kind of world that would be safe and happy place for oligarchs like him. These people ought to go back and read Boccaccio, the Decameron, which was Boccaccio's account of the delusions of the oligarchy in Europe at the time of the 14th century Black Plague, where they also thought that somehow, by bloodline, they were immune to what was going on all around them. And they're not. So there's no question that they are doomed. The question is whether or not the rest of mankind is going to go down with them.
That's right.
Or whether we're going to put together an alternative policy.
That's right. The social engineers, the Anglo-American eugenics proto-Nazis, I wouldn't call them neo because they... Hitler, of course, was an extension of that, openly funded by absolutely openly funded by the Rockefellers, who fund Bono now, and of course Bill Gates. I mean, he's an open subsidiary of the Gates Foundation. He doesn't pay taxes, but goes around telling you that middle class and have its taxes raised. I mean, these people are nightmares of evil, and I'm glad folks are rioting in Europe whenever Bono. Shows up. But there's something on top of this, Jeff, this transhumanism, and I don't mean all the flavors of it, but the dominant one, coined by Aldous Huxley's brother Julian Huxley when he wrote in 1951, Hitler has and you can pull this up, folks, Hitler's discredited eugenics because he went too far too fast. We're going to rename it transhumanism and promise that all of this tyranny and genetic engineering and the rest of it will extend life and make us transform. So they sell their takeover, and the elite sell the public going back to nature, but really they're delusional. As you know, it's being pushed everywhere now, in the Transcendent Man and the rest of it, that they're going to live forever. Here's the Daily Mail today. Dawn of a new age. The first person to reach 150 is already alive and soon will live to be 1,000, claims scientist Dr. Aubrey de Grey. And then you've got all the rest of these people pushing this. So at the highest level councils of the globalist system, this is what they're obsessed with. Whether it's real or not, they think, like some Ian Fleming book, Moonraker, they're going to kill all of us and then inherit the earth and go up on some Mount Olympus and live forever like Zardoz. I mean, these people are nuts. Please talk about it.
That's exactly right. They are nuts. They have delusions, but I think it's more important to realize that basically this is the essence of the oligarchical system. It's the essence of the system of money power based empire. You could trace it back to Rome and even to earlier antecedents. You had a phase in which Rome morphed into the Byzantine Empire and then into Venice, and Venice relocated to the Netherlands and to England. What you have is a system that says that there's an oligarchy at the top that rules through the power of money, and that the rest of humanity is basically to live in some kind of form of animal or slave existence. So it's that system that has now reached another one of those breakpoints where the Ponzi scheme has burst, and where they are desperately scrambling for a way out of it. You said a few moments ago that that under these kinds of circumstances, they go for war and they go for dictatorship. That's exactly right. We've entered into a new fiscal year as of just a few days ago on July 1st in 47 out of 50 states. All of the states collectively are bankrupt to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars. And in order to basically conform to the Constitution and basically solve that indebtedness for the start of the new fiscal year, they've implemented levels of genocidal austerity. And now on top of that, you've got this whole silly debate over the debt ceiling, in which they're using it as an excuse for further slashing medical care, all kinds of things. The American people are looking for an alternative, and we have the alternative clearly in hand. It's before the House. We also know that to achieve the change in policy that's urgently needed at this time, President Obama needs to be removed from office through perfectly legal constitutional means. It's a scandal in my mind that the House of Representatives has not already convened the equivalent of a grand jury into the president's failure to meet the requirements of Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution in this ongoing Libya operation. It's a clear violation not just of the War Powers Act, but of the most fundamental issue within the Constitution, namely the fact that we were not to be a monarchy. Kings were not to have the authority to frivolously go to war. It was given to the Congress precisely because we wanted to make it as difficult as possible to get involved in wars. President Obama believes that under the doctrine of humanitarian intervention, which in UN lingo is now called R2P, responsibility to protect, that he can bypass and rip up the Constitution. That is intolerable.
Well, Jeff, we can see the new model of 1984 tyranny, where they call war peace and go around slaughtering everybody, and that's the reason they gave him the Peace Prize, knowing that this was the strategic blueprint. It's all part of the sick joke, rebranding war as peace.
Precisely. So now we've got a situation where many people in the Congress know that the president is in clear violation of the Constitution. So we have an avenue prescribed by the founding fathers for removing a president from office if they've committed high crimes and misdemeanors. And there's no doubt that President Obama crossed that threshold. We also have the option of Section 4 of the 25th Amendment, which was enacted in the aftermath of the Kennedy assassination, which laid out precisely how a president may be removed from office with a checks and balances system if he's considered both physically and or mentally unfit to continue to serve. The president's crossed that threshold also. And again, these are issues that are not going to be fought out strictly inside the Beltway because there's a great paucity of members of Congress with the moral guts to act to defend the Constitution. We have a group of 10 members of the House, led by people like Dennis Kucinich, Walter Jones, John Conyers, and others, who filed a federal suit against President Obama for failing to live up to his constitutional obligations. And so the federal court now has this matter before them, and this is what caused the White House to completely freak out and scramble to cover for Obama's flagrant violation of the Constitution.
Well, even Nadler, and of course Ron Paul, but even Nadler, the minion of Obama, came out and said, if this stands, the presidency is now a king. I mean, he used the term emperor, and folks don't understand, this is one of the most pure forms of tyranny. If you go back to crossing the Rubicon with Caesar, in whatever it was, 45, 46, I forget, before Christ. In fact, we just pull up Caesar's crossing the Rubicon for me. Thanks. I forget the exact year. But the point is that this is so out in the open and so ridiculous. And his lie that it would last days, not weeks, and now the special forces are there. They're preparing the ground troops. The Russians have confirmed what the Israelis have confirmed, that what we first reported a month ago, that it's on, cold-bloodedly, always knowing that if they couldn't get rid of Gaddafi, they'd go to ground force, and calling it humanitarian. Now, the corporatist empire, the very dangerous new strategy, and I'd like you to talk to this, now all they have to do is foment some rebels in the Middle East, North Africa, it's Al-Qaeda as usual, same folks they use against the Russians and the Serbs, have Al-Qaeda blow up some police stations, shoot some people, government fights back against it, and then there's a full-on invasion, and you don't even call it a war, and our media now tells us we must support Al-Qaeda.
Well, look, let's be very clear. The Constitution, the War Powers Act, the debate that went on around the passage of the Constitution was very clear. Only the Congress has the authority to declare war. And if you go back to the early history of our republic and when we were battling the Barbary pirates, Justice John Marshall of the Supreme Court was very clear that Congress lays down very precisely what the president as commander-in-chief can and cannot do. And the minute that the president crosses the line and goes beyond that, he slapped down an order to cease and desist. Now, under even just the War Powers Resolution itself, it specifies not only American troop involvement, but if an American commander is involved in a military operation, then that constitutes a requirement of the president to get congressional approval. Who is the commander-in-chief of NATO? It's Admiral Stavridis, who's an American naval four-star. The AFRICACOM came out with a report last week that basically proved that the president was in contempt of Congress when he filed a 32-page memo arguing why he didn't have to come to Congress.
For the first time, they've ignored, for the first time, Jeff, as you know, 3 weeks ago, they ignored the Pentagon's own lawyers that said, you got to go to Congress.
That's right. And this past week, AFRICOM came out and said that U.S. planes with U.S. pilots have carried out over 800 bombing sorties in Libya since the beginning of hostilities, and that at least 160 of those resulted in bombs being dropped on targets. One of the members of Senate during the early debate last week was grilling the State Department General Counsel, Harold Koh, who's one of the big George Soros men proposing this humanitarian interventionist doctrine. And one of the senators said, well, by your definition, we could drop an atomic bomb on Tripoli, and as long as no American soldiers are in danger, that doesn't count as a war. So it's preposterous, and Obama should be being impeached today. The first order of business, with the reconvening of the House tomorrow afternoon, ought to be canceling all other business and convening the House as a grand jury to consider the impeachment of Obama.
You're absolutely
right. And that's a serious message that the Congress is listening to the American people and that we want a radical change in policy back to our traditions.
Well, if we don't, the sky is the limit, and more Obama wants to use troops domestically and the TSA against the American people. Jeff, we're going to break, but do you agree that we're also seeing a domestic spy apparatus now beginning to be turned loose against the population?
Absolutely, and the president would like to go for dictatorship if he can come up with a pretext to get away with it.
I want to come back and get into 9/11, false flag stage terror attacks. I want to get into Obama death care. Jeff, can you stay 15 minutes into the next hour?
Love to.
Okay, great. And we got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy, Department of Treasury, joining us on a host of other issues. And I want to go to your phone calls, too. Maybe I got to have the show go back to 4 hours. Oh, boy. You know, we'll take a few calls for Jeff Steinberg. Specific, quick questions. I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Where can you find a super-strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Do 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 Ladies and gentlemen, people ask how I have so much energy, how I can work 12, 14, 15, 20, 24 hours straight. I take one look at my daughters and my son, and first my heart melts with love, and then it turns into iron when I realize what I've got to do to defeat these tyrants. It's the law of nature that you're going to have all types of people in society, and that good people tend to become gullible and by increments be trained and accustomed to abuse. And then it gets worse and worse and goes to a crescendo. Governments physically murdered 200 million people last century, starved to death another 300 million. These are conservative numbers. You can look them up. Even CIA fact book admits that. It's the number one cause of death. Government run by private interest. And the British Dutch East India Company model is the model of the world today. Please get history now. Please warn everyone you know. I've got a deal running, a new deal, through the rest of this week because we sold out of Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA in the package, where we now have Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, The Bomb of Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, and Terror Storm. That's six films on five DVDs and Mark Dice's book, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, free. On top of it, for $29.95, and the paltry profit we make off that funds the TV network I'm building, TV show, excuse me. I have other plans as well, and everything we've been doing. So I want to thank all of you for your support, Infowars.com, or again, PrisonPlanet.tv, to find out more about all of that. Now, I'm going to have Jeff with us 15 minutes of the next hour. You know, a lot of the ads are at the end and the start of the hour, but we got some time. I want to take a few calls for him before he leaves us, But, Jeff, I was getting into state-sponsored terror, but also, because I've seen your reports, I've seen it myself, and they're saying, and I've read their books, where they say it's for the population reduction, they're going to kill us, and how the old deserve to die. And then they count on the public not reading all their writings, and we sit here with horror going, these people aren't liberals or conservatives, these are psychopaths. Jeff Steinberg, how do you deal with this?
Well, the first thing that you've got to do is shed the public light on them. A lot of the things that they say themselves, they say out of the arrogant and false assumption that their words are only being heard and read among a very tight circle of like-minded people. So there's a great deal that's to be said for simply sticking to the intensive historical research to give people a framework for understanding who these people are and what they're doing. And that strengthens the population to take the necessary curative action. You mentioned earlier Adam Smith, and I had a laugh to myself because, you know, here was Adam Smith, supposedly the great ideologue of the free market system. But at the time that he wrote, he was working for the largest cartel in the history of mankind, the British East India Company. He taught at the East India Company College, along with people like Jeremy Bentham and James Mill and others. So that is the cornerstone of the liberal ideology that's the poison that has prompted so many people in our own country to forget their responsibilities as citizens of a republic and ignore history. So, you know, warfare has always been the instrument of the oligarchy. As a way of keeping populations both reduced in numbers and dumbed down. And, you know, you mentioned the...
Jeff, stay there. Back in 1 minute. Jeff, stay there. We're talking to the Director of Counterintelligence.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.